T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer.
And part of NY Safe, of course, was that whole no guns in school thing without express written permission, David. And the DA of Erie County is not going to be filing charges against the council member at Wingo. But I wonder if he can lose his pistol permit as a result. I think he should, at least for a time.
I think this whole thing is ridiculous. I think DA Flynn, again, you know, been zero prosecutions. By the way, I think, you know, one of the things that DA Flynn went on to say is that he thinks this whole thing is ridiculous. We concur. We believe the entire New York Safe is ridiculous. I think common sense is not used when you arbitrarily pick a number of bullets that should go in a magazine. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no statistical data that proves that when you have 6 bullets, less people die than when you have 7 or 8 bullets. There's no periodic. There's no data whatsoever to show that this is New York Safe is at all common sense, good legislation. Moreover, it hasn't saved anyone's life. But we do have it as the law of the land, albeit jammed down our throats. And it's now only being, it seems to me that I only see combat veterans and, you know, people right of center that are getting prosecuted under New York Safe. But when we have a privileged Democrat elected official in the city of Buffalo using the language of the left, this is a privileged man in a Democratic town. African-American man in a Democratic town as a council member, the same guy who said that Paladino was a Klansman and Paladino's the worst person in the world. Here comes a guy who they trust to have a gun, and he can carry it around City Hall, and he's such a responsible man with a gun that he just lets people borrow it. Hold on to this.
Hey, watch this for me.
Just check it out. I'll be back in 10 minutes. Got to get a slushie. You hang on to this loaded.
People are having a hard time believing that we actually want to see a fellow gun owner punished under NY Safe. And I think they're missing the point, David.
The point is that these are the very people. They're walking hypocrites. Here you have an opportunity to point out the absurdity of having the very people who tell you, I know what's best for you. You don't need to defend your property. Only I need to defend my property. You don't need to defend your family. My family needs to be defended. Mark Pullenkars is the most anti-gun elected official we have in Western New York. But someone puts a butter knife in an envelope and sends it to his house, and he wants Steel Team 6 to walk him to the airport. This is a guy that's so offended that Chick-fil-A has people that might donate money to a cause they don't believe in, that they can't have any life. We can't coexist with Chick-fil-A in our Buffalo airport. But yet when it comes to guns, abortion, they say one thing, but they do another. And this is garbage. This is absolute garbage. So you know what? Wingo, you need a gun? I don't know why you need a gun. Nobody needs a gun in the United States. Guns are horrible. They should be outlawed. Wingo, you don't need a gun. Your party says you're fine. You can just rest on the fact that the Buffalo Police Department is there to protect you. You have lost your right to have a gun.
Takeaway is we're pointing out the absolute blatant screaming, screeching hypocrisy of this entire situation. I think that would be the takeaway, not Tom and David want to punish a fellow gun owner.
No, I'm just the ones that carry loaded guns onto high school campuses. Yes, they should lose their guns permanently.
Back to the calls. Here's Mark in Buffalo on WBEN. Mark, thanks for holding, and you're on WBEN.
How you doing, Dave and Tom? Thanks for taking my call.
Excellent. Thank you.
So I work at Riverside High School. I've worked there for almost 20 years. The day that this, first and foremost, I'd like to say that the principal was a former customs officer. Back in the day, you could, you know, work for customs and immigration part-time. So, obviously believe he knows how to handle a firearm and probably is licensed to handle a firearm. Just want to make you aware of that. Also, the day that this happened, we had a gentleman who was actually giving a $40,000 scholarship away that day. So the scene at the high school was, media was everywhere. You know, that's why Councilman Wingo was even there. So you had, you know, the superintendent was out of the way. Me there, you know, Wingo walks in and, you know, says I have a weapon on me. You know, if you're the principal, you should have, what, technically called the police on the councilman. And I've heard people say, well, tell him to go put it in his car. But that's also, well, now you know he has a gun. So telling him to put it in his car doesn't mean that you're still.
Well, he's supposed to go home and put the gun where it's lawfully supposed to be. There's no one cares that he's a councilman. And by the way, the principal might be, Chuck Norris. But the fact is that he can't be Chuck Norris with someone else's gun.
Principal is Jerome Pico, or P-I-W-K-O.
And Wingo screwed this guy over. I think this guy's getting punished for ridiculousness. That's
the point I guess I wanted to is that what I've asked myself, what would I do? Now, Councilman Wingo is the liaison to the Buffalo Board of Education. So if people called the police on him, you know Wingo the next day would have ruined his life and probably the guy would have lost his job. But by putting him in this impossible situation, you're kind of damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Well, can I ask you how this even got to public knowledge? How did that happen?
I'm assuming that, there were probably other people, because if you locked it in the safe, the only real safe we have is in the office. So there's clerks there, there's assistant principals. So
But someone obviously squawked.
And I understand why that would happen, because if someone else witnessed it, you know, they're like, if I don't report this, you know, I'm a CYA. So I understand why that happened.
It just sounds like they took the wrong guy and got him in trouble.
Yeah. Sorry, so we're kind of losing the connection. We are glad you called, but unfortunately losing the connection is not going to work for either of us. Here is Dennis in Newfane on WBEN. Dennis, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, gentlemen. Just background, I've had a New York State pistol permit since 1964. I've worked in civilian and military law enforcement, and I've never, and as Tom stated, never walked out of the house when I thought, well, my gun. You're a responsible gun owner, and he's right now living under political privilege.
Exactly.
And the principal of the school, if you look up the state act, you can't loan a gun. If I'm on the ski range and I loan somebody my gun, I'm breaking the law. So when that principal took possession of that gun, he broke the law.
Now, even if, correct me on something in the law that you might know that I don't. Even if you are licensed to carry firearms, you are only licensed to carry those firearms which are licensed to you. I can't just take Mrs. Nerd's firearm and carry it because I just happen to have a pistol permit. It's got to be on my permit, correct?
Correct. My wife and I both have, all of my guns are registered on her permit too, which I don't know if it's a good or bad idea.
Right.
Anyways.
Excellent idea. In case one of you dies, you don't have to.
Exactly. But listen, though, did you hear the teacher from Riverside? And this is obviously a good guy called into the show, giving us more background. And we appreciate that. But there was a bunch of excuses as to, you know, and he's, every one of those excuses are what I believe them to be 100% legitimate, that there was a lot of high profile people there. There was media people there. And this was very important to Wingo. He didn't have time. But that's like driving 100 miles an hour on the Skajakwita and saying, I got to get home for my Christmas photos. Nobody else cares about your Christmas photos.
Right.
And nobody cares that the superintendent and Channel 2, 4, and 7 are there, Wingo. You got a loaded gun on you. You know what right looks like. You know what wrong looks like. You did it anyway because you're Wingo and we're supposed to care. By the way, until today, I thought Wingo was a guy at ESPN. Nobody even knew who the hell Wingo was.
I thought we worked for Wingo.
I was going to say, Tim Wingo? What are we talking about? This isn't a known politician. He's like a council member who screwed up. And guess what? Now he's famous for being an idiot. And he should lose his license.
If it was at least a year, loss of a license for a year and then reapply, at least something. If they're going to play, if it's if I break the law, they're going to put my feet in the coals.
There should be some kind of ramification or punishment for
this. And New York State already did it for us. It's a felony. That's exactly what it is. That's what his penalty should be. I mean, what's the point of just executing the parts of the law that you're comfortable with? We're seeing this with immigration. We're seeing it with guns all the time. If it's a celebrity or if it's a rapper, they have a totally different rule than if it's a normal American walking the street. Enough's enough. You create these laws yourself. They're garbage. We all know they're garbage laws. How about you follow them? I don't think it's a lot to ask.
You have to. You have, if it's going to be a rule, it's got to be a rule for everyone.
Exactly.
Political, like I said.
Amen.
Privilege buys his way through it. And gentlemen, it's been good talking to you.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're a wise man, and you're 100% correct.
And we like your choice in radio listening too.
It's a felony for me. It's a felony for you.
Let's get back to the calls on WBEN, trying to take everybody in order. Just one line open at 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Before we do that, actually, we should probably reset the topic. We're talking about the Buffalo Common Council member, Wingo, Ulysses Wingo, who went to Riverside High School the other day, and the strangest thing happened, David.
Well, yeah, it turns out he had a loaded gun on him.
Huh. And he turned it over to the principal at Riverside High School.
Who's probably just trying to keep a guy out of trouble, just, you know, being a good guy and not a bad person at all. Unfortunately, all of these things that happened are all against the law.
And the mayor of Buffalo leapt to the defense of Councilman Wingo, and today the DA of Erie County said there will be no criminal charges against the council member.
Nope. So we should never see another criminal case again of anyone carrying a gun on school property, because the excuse to get out of jail from a felony under the SAFE Act is just to say, my bad.
See, we think that the SAFE Act ought to go away. We think the SAFE Act ought to be abolished. But since the SAFE Act was jammed down our throats by, well, politicians of a certain stripe, this is rather delicious irony.
And I think that Wingo should lose his license to carry a firearm ever again, concealed carry. He committed at least 4 unforgivable sins that if you were in a class, let's just put it this way. If you were applying for your concealed carry permit and one of the witnesses that you gave to the sheriff's department volunteered that, yeah, he's always handing guns that he doesn't own to other people. And he's constantly forgetting that he has a loaded gun on him. You're not getting any of those licenses. That's just the way it goes. Never should have a gun again. Probably should have a felony. But I'll tell you what, I don't know how he could ever look at another elected official that is outraged that guns should be on a school campus with armed teachers or security guards or anyone else when he himself broke the cardinal sin.
And now, let's get back to the calls at 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Sal in Buffalo. Sal, should the councilman lose his pistol permit?
I think he should. 21 years ago, I was working as a maintenance gentleman next to a school, St. Teresa's, and I made front page news. I was using a fluorescent orange nail gun to put a sign on the building next to the school. After putting 3 fasteners in the wall, I was gang tackled to the ground by Buffalo's finest because of the zero tolerance law.
Oh my God. You know what? I almost remember this. What year was this?
This was 98. It was, I could tell you the exact date. It was my first year anniversary, March 30th, 1998.
So you're just doing your job, a pneumatic nail gun, that type of thing into the wall.
Yeah, with a powder actuated, you put blank 22 shells in it.
Oh, that's right.
In the end, put it against the wall, pull the trigger, and it fired it into the concrete.
And you were tackled because they could determine that orange gun was not a Remington model.
It was a nail gun, staple gun.
Yeah. They really were fooled, but it was the noise, and they thought you were a threat, and they took you down, and that's humiliating. But zero tolerance for nail guns.
And by the way, you can take part. We're doing a poll on this very topic on Twitter, at WBEN, so there you have it.
Yeah. It was ridiculous. Orange, fluorescent orange ear protection, fluorescent orange gun, eye protection, and they searched my truck, and they found a machete. They called it a 3-foot knife. Well, I'm a maintenance guy. Of course I have a machete. I have to clear debris and weeds from the property that I'm working for.
Holy cow.
I don't know. The machete thing, my question
is... Oh, I think most of us could use a machete with our grass being as wet
but
as it's
seriously,
been.
Though, this guy, you've got a nail gun, you're doing your job, and I don't know if they needed to tackle you. By the way, any chance that was Erie County Deputy... what was his name? 1998?
But yeah, it was front page news that day, and I'm like, really?
So what was the ultimate adjudication? What happened to you, and how much did it cost you for lawyers and everything else?
I spent 3 days in jail because, you know, I'm such a terrible person. They basically threw it out. They were like, the judge was like, are you serious? I mean, they're looking at the fluorescent orange gun going, why are we here? And the cop was like, well, zero tolerance. It's like, yeah, but he was doing his job on a building next to the school.
Wow, it was next to the school. That's the crazy part.
That's amazing. Sal, thank you very much for the call. I vaguely want to remember something like that, but my mind is playing tricks on me.
I don't remember the story. I remember people using this guy as an object lesson. Like, there was a person with a nail gun that was arrested. I hear that at least... You know, 14 times during the SAFE Act, someone said there was a guy that was on school property or near school property with a nail gun, and they tried to throw the book at him. So that's you, Sal.
That was me. Yeah, wow. It cost a little over $2,000.
Oy.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And that's back in 1990s money, so that's like $4,000 or $5,000 today.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Just to get out of a bum rap.
Hour. I was making $9 an hour at the time.
Wow.
Oy vey.
I'm sorry you had to go through that, man.
Sal, thank you very much for the call. Holy Toledo.
That really sucks.
Big time.
Horrible stuff.
All right. It is 26 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia.
The dynamic duo is back.
The hardest working tools.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia on WBEN.
Pretty good description of us, I think. It is Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. So a councilman gets off scot-free carrying a loaded firearm into Riverside High School, and administrator ends up jammed up, the principal of the school. Joining us right now, we have from the BTF, Phil Rumor on WBEN. Phil, what is your take on what happened with the administrator?
Well, my take on the administrator is that, you know, maybe he should get a letter or something like that, but... He's already been punished more than the councilman is. He's on administrative leave. He's been embarrassed. But I'm going to tell you, Tom. Well, I'm on my way to a meeting, and I was just getting ready to go in, and I heard the report. You know, this is absolutely undermines any kind of judicial system that there is. Here you have somebody that committed a crime, but because he is a councilman and a member of the elite status, he doesn't get charged with that crime. Whereas if you or I had done that, you got to be kidding me. I'd be in handcuffs right now, or else, or worse than that. It undermines the judicial system. It undermines everything that goes on. What is the message that goes out to the public and to our kids?
Yeah, I would say that it's a two-tiered system of crime and punishment, the privileged versus the unprivileged.
Absolutely. I mean, especially when, I don't know whether you read his Facebook page, but he never really apologized for it. You know what he said at the end of his Facebook page?
What?
Well, it just shows that we need better security in our schools.
No, absolutely. That's exactly what he said. No, listen, Wingo, the thing that annoys me the most about this entire thing is precisely his attitude. He feels he's privileged, he's entitled, and he knows his buddy Byron Brown is going to get him out of any situation. All I'm saying is this guy should never have a gun again, ever. He committed 4 unthinkable acts as a gun owner, and then what looks like an administrator that's trying to take care of someone so it's not public, and he's the one that ends up holding the bag and getting in trouble.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, our kids get into more trouble for in school, but you know something? This is an outrage. This is the law, whether we agree with, you know, the law or not. It is the law, and it's the law for all of us, not just the rest of us and the privileged don't have to obey it, but the message that goes out to our kids. Wow.
It is amazing. Phil, are you able to put us in the picture as to how this story even got out? Was it somebody within the office of the principal who saw what was going on and might have gone into CYA mode, or do you have any insight on that?
No, we're getting mixed things. The thing I do know is that he did not come in through the front door of the school. That I know. But we're trying to get a handle on it ourselves. But you know something? You know, as both of you have said, and I just heard on my way over here to the meeting, if you have any sense at all, if you're a gun owner, and most of the people that are gun owners, in fact, I'd say all of the people that are gun owners and have permits for it, they're responsible citizens. They're not even going to think about walking out of the house into a school with a loaded weapon.
And really, the excuse was that he was inconvenienced. He was running late, he was inconvenienced, and he didn't want to do the right thing, which is to go home and secure his firearm. So, you know what? He's got places to be and things to do. It's much more important than the safety and security of people. And God forbid a teacher, if a teacher took it upon him or herself to say, hey, I know what the school policy is on guns in the classroom, but I'm not going to let a Columbine happen on my watch. And he brings a .45 that he's not supposed to have in his biology room, and that firearm goes off, that teacher is a felon, that teacher is losing his job, that teacher is losing his freedom.
Yeah, we had a guy about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, his name is Dwayne Ferguson. He was with Mad Dads and with a whole group of people who would work in the community, trying to get kids to do the right thing, you know, against guns, et cetera. He walked into one of our schools with a gun. He was charged with a felony.
Right.
He was going to court. And then actually he wound up doing, 100 hours of service. And he had to have it. You know what's outrageous is the dual system here. It undermines what we consider justice. It's for some and not for all, right?
Phil Remore, what should the principal have done, given the set of circumstances we believe to be true, that he was approached by the council member who said, hey, you know, my bad, I've got a loaded firearm here, can you take care of this? What should the principal have done?
I don't know what the regulations are, but I know what I would have done. I would have told him, get out of my school, I'm calling the police.
what is your message, Phil Remore of the BTF, what is your message to the DA of Erie County, John Flynn?
John, I had great respect for you up until now, and I would hope that there would be some way that you could undo the damage that you've done to anybody that has any concern about the systems of law and of justice in this city.
And your message to Councilman Wingo?
My message to Councilman Wingo is that, first of all, you have to accept responsibility for what you did. And not try to make it look like if you had a better, we have better security in our schools. What does that mean if you had better security in our schools? And what does that mean? You would have been shot at the door?
Exactly. If we had better security at the schools, as soon as he carried that gun in, he would have been dropped. I mean, that's a ridiculous statement.
No, it is. And you know something. You guys are absolutely right. It's just whether you agree with the law or not, it is the law. And the law is supposed to apply to all of us, not just... not have any exemptions for the privileged few.
Well, Phil Remore, thanks very much for touching base with us and giving us your 2 cents worth. Anything else you wanted to say that we didn't specifically ask you?
No, thank you for the benefit of the doubt that it's worth 2 cents.
All right, Phil, thank you very much.
Take care, guys.
All right, Phil Remore of the BTF joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's get back to you guys. Should the council member lose his firearms license, his pistol permit? Here is Joe in North Tonawanda. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Well, I'm going to kick the hornet's nest here, it looks like, and try and convince you guys to change your mind. You know, if all of the African-Americans were shouting to arrest Rosa Parks, it would be the same sort of thing. Listen to this.
All right.
Gun owners should be backing him up, saying that because of the fact that he has a pistol permit, he has been qualified, he is trustworthy, he is an elected official.
And let's look at his voting record on guns.
Okay, well, whether or not he's whatever his voting record is.
Well, look at it. Let's see what he thinks about other people in the city of Buffalo. Whether they should be able to execute and have a Second Amendment in certain sections of Buffalo. Certain sections of Buffalo, you can't have a gun, dude.
If he is a licensed gun owner, and we are four licensed gun owners, and we're trying to put armed guards in schools. It's constantly on the news that they want to hire armed people in schools. Well, if he's there and, say, a criminal element were to happen, stance through and start shooting, I would expect him to be the first line of defense because he's there as a licensed gun owner.
You know what? I would not trust. Listen, if my life was on the line, I wouldn't want Wingo anywhere near me. This is not a responsible gun owner. Dude, what is the news flash that you can't bring a loaded gun in a school? This is not like a Columbine thing, dude. This isn't a 2012 New York Safe Act thing. This is like maybe from the beginning of Back to the Future. Future's first run as a major movie, we've been known that you can't carry a gun in a school. What the hell are you talking about?
That's true, and
this guy's an idiot. Wingo is an idiot, and Byron Brown should be ashamed of himself, and D.A. Flynn should have hit this guy with a felony because D.A. Flynn is not a guy who makes drug deals. He's not a guy who ever gives in on his principles. I don't know what the hell happened here, but Wingo should be made an example of. If the Democratic Party wants to go to war with the NRA and gun owners, then back it up when your own guy brings a loaded gun at a school. This is simply without any excuse whatsoever.
Any gun is going to be loaded if he's carrying it for personal defense.
I don't care. Listen, I don't want him. He shouldn't be allowed to have a gun for personal defense if you're haphazardly giving it to strangers and you forget that it's on you or loaded.
To solve that problem, if there were this situation where people are coming and going from like schools or airports or places where you're not allowed to have a gun, if there was a system of like lock boxes the way you would have at a bank, you have, I forget what the...
Dude, what are you talking about? The guy had a load. Listen to me. If you were talking about a guy who was making a rational argument that New York Safe was nonsense, if you were talking about a guy who every time this issue comes up with guns in schools, there's Wingo defending African Americans' rights to have a gun. Let me tell you something. If you're a black person in the city of Buffalo, you don't have the same constitutional rights as a white guy in a suburban area of Erie County. That is absolutely disgusting.
That these laws are garbage. So
yeah, and Wingo is garbage because he runs around shouting out the left-wing fascist nonsense that the Second Amendment doesn't apply. It's the NRA and the evil lobby and all that other garbage. And then the guy's walking around and he's strapping a 9mm himself. What does he need a gun for? I can't take it. Just go away.
You know, you've got the protected elite are getting away with it, then that sets the new bar. So now pretty much anybody should be able to...
Joe, I think with all respect, I think you're missing the entire point of the conversation. Neither of us are for NY Safe, but if you're going to prosecute guys under New York Safe, this is a perfect example of somebody who should have been prosecuted, and he walks away scot-free. You, me, David, Phil, anybody in this building, we would definitely be facing some kind of a felony charge, and we certainly would be without our pistol permits.
You know what? Go to the airport with a loaded gun and see if TSA takes your "my bad" excuse. What happens.
Yep.
Watch what happens when you do that anywhere near an airport. You go to the University of Buffalo, it's a totally different day. Accidentally, I forgot, my bad. I put seven rounds in my, I put eight rounds in my clip. I'm sorry. My magazine had eight rounds. I made a mistake, officer. Nobody cares. At all.
Bowerly and Bellavia, the council member who brought the loaded firearm to Riverside High School and gave it to the principal. The principal got all jammed up, and the council member walks away scot-free. He gets the mayor to step up in his defense. He gets the DA to not press any charges against him. And one of our big bones of contention is not just the many bad decisions made by the council member that day, but the two-tiered system of justice that we see on open display for anybody who cares to look. I mean, you're not going to get the mayor of Buffalo backing you in a similar situation. I really doubt you're going to get the DA backing you or not pressing charges in a similar situation. And I assure you that if you had committed the same mistakes that Councilmember Wingo had committed, my bad, you would lose your pistol permit probably for good. David, I think we've summarized it about as well as we possibly can.
Well, yeah, you know, I was talking off air with Mihailu and other folks that are elected officials that have concealed carry, carry firearms. You go to the extra expense of making sure that you either have a safe, a lock, something going on in your home, especially if you have children. I mean, again, this is the equivalent of, you know, having a carrying a gun where a gun doesn't belong. It's not just a matter of, well, they found me, I got away with it, I didn't want to make it a big scene. Wingo made it a big scene when he handed the gun over to the guy at the school. I mean, this is all, literally, you couldn't have handled this like a big, this is such a moronic decision-making process. It's not the fact that you have the gun. It's not the fact that you acknowledge you have the gun. You really believe that nothing's going to happen to you. So you go up to a random stranger at the school and say, hey, listen, I made a mistake. Do me a solid and put this in the safe. I'll be back to retrieve it. I mean, that's just, this is irresponsible. We don't do that. Gun owners don't do this. You're supposed to be better than that. And I'm sorry, but you hold the people to account that have authority, and he should be held account.
Let's go to Deb in Wheatfield on WBEN. Deb, quickly, you're on WBEN.
Yes, I'm appalled at this. I think it's very wrong. I'd like to know how we could protest. I'd like you to have that. I'd like you to have them on the show, and they can give accounts. My son was arrested a little over a year and a half ago on the Safe Act. They pulled him over. He was coming home from dinner, searched his car, found nothing there, did an alcohol test, found nothing there, but searched his truck, opened up the trunk in the car. My son's one of the most honorable people I know. He served the country for years, and he's a single parent of a disabled child. Anyhow, they found a magazine and a gun that he was licensed to have. That was his, and they arrested him under the Safe Act. He lost his job. He's a sole provider for his son, who is a single parent who's disabled, lost his job, lost his license because it was a felony. His whole life was turned upside down, not to mention the life of my...
What was the basis for the arrest? That it was an illegal capacity magazine?
Yeah.
All that because of NY Safe.
He lost his job. He lost his income because the job that he had. He was a blackjack dealer, and he has a licensed security guard. 82nd Airborne for 10 years. He's one of the most honorable people I know. His whole life was turned upside down.
Wow. Well, he should have. Yeah, I mean, again, this is what happens when, you know, people make true mistakes and screw up. But some people get mercy and some people don't. I would argue that your son's actually earned a right to have a mistake made that no one gets hurt. He's earned the right for people to look at him and say, hey, you know, he knows better. He screwed up. But that doesn't happen with average people. But no. When you're elected, you can do whatever the hell you want.
No charges whatsoever against the council member. It is Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.